Welcome to QU Reflections. I'm your host, Associate Professor of Communication, Travis Yates, and I'm here with senior communication student, soon to be graduate, Lainey Wade. Lainey, welcome.
Thank you.
And boy, we are counting down the hours now, right?
Yes.
We are literally, within about 48 hours now?
Yeah, it's exciting. It doesn't seem real.
And it probably won't until you get there. Cap and gown is on. You walk into the giant Pepsi Arena, and there it is, family behind you. All of your graduates, your fellow colleagues, soon to be fellow graduates, surrounding you. Such a special time. And it's an hour and a half.
Yeah.
That's it. So make sure you soak it all in, is my advice to you there.
Yeah, I'm excited. My friends are excited about it. We all went out and had lunch today and talked about, you know, this was our last time really getting together and having lunch. And it's kind of bittersweet almost because I've really made some lifelong friends here and I'm really going to miss them when I go. And I really hope that we get a chance to reconnect, you know, once we all get our lives settled and everything like that.
Sarah Valkamp and I were talking about that during her podcast a few days ago, and it is nice in today's era. We are communication people, so it is much easier these days to keep tabs on each other as you all go your separate ways, so to speak, and begin your careers. So that's nice.
Yeah, that is very true. Everybody has a different idea what in my circle of friends of what we want to do, and it'll be nice to be able to be like, hey, why don't you come spend a week with me wherever I'm at, and then I'll come spend time with you. And, you know, of course, Facebook's always nice as well, see what they're doing and everything. I'm excited about that. So,
and of course, Facebook is just the beginning. You can tweet each other. You've got Instagram. You've got Snapchat. You've got apps out there, social media apps that some of you might create that you stay in touch with.
Yeah, the possibilities are really limitless, to be honest. It's wonderful, the technology is, most definitely.
So, Lainey, tell me, what are the immediate plans here? You've got, obviously, Sunday graduation, commencement ceremony, and then what?
Well, the plans that I have now, I'm going to start applying for jobs. I want to go back home. I want to get established and really get, like, my feet wet, so to speak, and see if I really enjoy doing the actual job. So what I really want to do is I want to start out for the news station at home, WSIL TV3. It's a nice station. I believe you worked there.
In fact, I
know you did. So,
and home, for the listeners that aren't familiar with WSIL, home is where?
It is in Southern Illinois. I'm from Gorville, but that's not very far from Carterville, where the station's located. So,
all right. So, get your feet wet immediately, good plan. And then, so 10 years from now, what's Lainey doing?
Well, I guess that all depends on how it goes. I really see myself doing big things. I'm not afraid to travel. I really want to get out and, you know, learn about myself, and I think it'll help to get some experience and then go from there. I only want to go up, so maybe move into, like, the St. Louis area, a bigger market, a medium size, and then, you know, possibilities from there, maybe New York or somewhere bigger, maybe Las Vegas. I don't know. We'll just have to see where it goes from there.
That's the exciting part of the television industry, is there's 200 and some odd markets to choose from, and everywhere you go, there's a TV.
Yeah, and it's great. And the great thing is, you know, people really watch and stay connected, and it's a great way to get a message across. And everybody always wants to know what's going on. And, you know, I did weather for QUTV, and, you know, I'm interested in maybe looking into doing something like that, even in the station. Maybe not at first, but eventually. I really fell in love with doing the weather, and it's really impacted me, so.
We've had some former QUTVers that did weekend weather actually here locally for our CBS affiliate. So, you know, it's not that far of a stretch to shoot for even early in your career.
Yeah. I really am going to look into that pretty heavily because that just seems really interesting to me. And even if it is just a weekend gig and then maybe, you know, I could get noticed and maybe go on from there. I know I might need a little schooling to get a meteorology degree, but I mean, if I'm passionate about it, then I don't see what's holding me back.
So Lainey Wade, future broadcaster and potentially future meteorologist. How about when you were a kid? What did you want to be when you were when you grew up?
This is so funny. I was just having this conversation the other day. Believe it or not, I really wanted to be a veterinarian when I was growing up. That was like my dream. I loved animals. I still love animals. But then like all the schooling and technical terms, and I was like, oh, well, let me think about it. And then when I got to high school, I decided that I kind of got re-in-touched with like TV shows and anime and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, you know, maybe I could be a voice actor someday. And then it kind of led to, well, broadcasting isn't too far of a stretch, so why not broadcasting? Plus, I love working with the public and the people, and I'm very social, at least I like to think so. So it's just a perfect fit.
I still think firefighter and veterinarian are the top two careers of choice for kids. Life of adventure and get to play with animals all day long, right?
Right.
And then I think when people realize the dangers of firefighter that firefighters face, or potentially, I can't just play with the animals. I have to deal with sick animals all day long and this and that. It's not as fun as I thought when I was 5, 6, 7.
No, because most of the time the animals come and they're needing your care rather than, oh, well, I get to see the cute puppies and the cats and, you know, the horses and the ponies and all that. So, yeah, it definitely changed my mind about it.
So, Lainey, let's reflect back on your time here at QU. What's one of your favorite memories?
Ooh, that's a good question. If I had to pick a memory, I guess it would be freshman year, only because I met some of my closest friends that I'm still friends with today. I mean, they say, you know, your high school friends will be your friends forever, but honestly, I haven't really kept too much in touch, but I feel like once I leave school, you know, all my friends from college are going to be my lifelong friends. I can always look back and say, hey, remember when we did this one thing? Or, hey, do you remember that one night where we did this? And it's kind of nice to be able to have a friendship like that, to have a personal connection with people. And especially, I just know we're going to be lifelong friends. And we had a conversation last night where everybody said, you know, well, we're going to miss each other. And I'm like, we will definitely have to reconnect and get together. So,
you know who says that, that high school friends will always stay together? Our high schoolers.
Right.
And after that, then they realize, oh, wait.
Right. Everybody goes their separate ways once again. And, you're only in high school, so you only think of the here and now. But then when you really look at you go to college, everybody goes to separate schools. Everybody makes new friends. And then your old friends kind of, you know, you don't hear from them as much and you don't keep in contact as well as you thought you would. And everybody kind of does their own thing. Everybody starts their own life. And the great thing about college is you went to college with these people for 4 years, potentially, and you kind of grown together and had your own life with them, you know? So it's and into adulthood, of course. So that's really nice.
So who is your role model, Lainey? Who do you look up to?
You know, I really look up to my mom, honestly. If I had to say if I had a role model, it would definitely be her. I watched her last night on the internet. She just graduated college with a double associate, so yeah. I am so proud of her for doing that, and she's the one who's really been behind me and like pushed me, and she's like, Lainey, you can go for college, you can do it. She's been like my biggest supporter. Her and my grandma have been behind me 100% of the way, all every step, and I wouldn't be where I am today without her. So I really am happy that I had someone to get behind me and tell me, you can do it, you can do it.
Congratulations to mom. That's awesome.
I know.
Two graduations in one weekend. How about that?
I know,
what a
right?
wonderful weekend for the family. That's great. How about favorite movie?
Ooh, favorite movie. Oh, man. You know what? I'm going to have to say it's going to be a Disney one, The Little Mermaid. That is my absolute favorite Disney movie. If I had to pick a movie off the top of my head, that would be it. Because that, I mean, I love the water and I love the mermaids. And I've always been fascinated with the sea life and everything like that. So
fantastic. Lainey, down the road, or maybe tomorrow, somebody writes a book about you. What's the title?
Oh, the title would probably be... it's a good question. maybe like my epic night with Lainey or my epic journeys with Lainey. I like to, or Lainey the comedian, I like to think I'm the funny one of the group. I always make my friends laugh, and it's really nice to, you know, bring a smile to other people's faces and just kind of be center but not center. So
My epic journey with Lainey, I love it. And you know what's great about the people that think that they are the funniest is even if they're not because they think they're the funniest, they often end up being the funniest just by having that confidence. And, hey, I'm the funniest one here. I'm going to make some jokes. They're going to bomb maybe, but they're going to be hilarious because of how bad they are. So either way, everybody wins.
Either way, it's a win-win.
So, Lainey, any point in time you're at a barbecue, you can invite three people. Who are they?
Ooh. Okay, so three people. I would probably invite, I'd definitely want my mom there with me. And if I had to think of two other people to bring, anybody in the world?
Anybody in the world at any point in time.
Okay.
Dead or alive.
Let me think about this for a moment. It's a tough list
to put together on the spot.
Right, it really is. I would probably want. I don't really have like a ton of idols that I'd be like, oh, I want this person, this person. That is.
To be continued. To be determined. List TBD. Mom and then two other guests. TBD. So if you're listening, hold out. You might still make the list. We're not sure yet. You could be one of the three. Okay. I steal your iPod and I take a look. What's the top song most played on your iPod?
The top song would probably have to be Here in Your Arms by Hello Goodbye. I like techno-y songs. That song has a significant meaning, and I like their style. I like weirder music. Like, I mean, Aqua would definitely be in there, the band. Like, I loved all their stuff. Probably that song. I listen to it quite a bit.
Okay. Have you ever been mistaken for a celebrity?
Ooh, I can't say that I have. I've been mistaken for other people, but never a celebrity. Okay.
Can you think of any of your fellow students here at QU that have that celebrity twin out there?
I don't know. But you know what? If I had to say, I'm going to say Ryan Snyder. Like, I would see him like the undercover Superman, like Kent Clark or whatever. And I've said that before to people. Sorry, Ryan, but. Well,
so he did one of these episodes, and you know who he said he'd been mistaken for? Tom Cruise.
Oh, really?
So
I could maybe see that.
When you see him on Sunday, if you see him, he might actually miss it depending on how the baseball team does.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
They, of course, are at the GLVC tournament, so it's very, bittersweet for them if they do make it to the championship. That's wonderful, but then they miss their own graduation. So if you see him Sunday, you take a look. Maybe just go up and say, hey, Tom, how you doing?
Yeah.
See what he says. So you're at a big transition in your life. Looking back, what do you miss the most about being a kid?
Oh, what I miss them. If I had to pick what I miss the most, I guess it would be just not having so much responsibility. Like, I miss not having to worry about what has to be done, what's next in life, as a kid, you're like, oh, man, I can't wait to grow up and be an adult and do what I want. And then when you get to adulthood, you're like, oh, man, now I got to pay all these bills and I got to make sure I'm going to work on time. And so I guess I miss just being able to be free agent. Now I feel like all my time is like constrained. So and then all the responsibility that comes along with being an adult. So I really miss just being a kid and being able to do what I want and have the weekends off. And that's what I really miss, honestly.
You get to adulthood and you're like, wait a minute, this was a trick.
Right.
This isn't as great as it sounded.
Everyone says, oh, don't grow up too fast. And I'm like, well, I just want to get there. And then you get there and you're like, well, now I just want to go back.
I can tell you now, being in adulthood for several decades myself, take a few times and do the things that you said you would as a kid. Like, for example, I think a few months ago, wife was out of town with the son. I was home alone. I had ice cream for dinner. Something that I always said I would do as a kid. When I'm an adult, I'm just going to have ice cream for dinner. And then I realized I never did stop and have ice cream for dinner. So stop and take the time to do some things like that along the way. So on the flip side, as you are obviously an adult, but moving into the working world here, full-time working world, what are you looking forward to the most?
I mean, I'm definitely looking forward to getting out there and, like, applying my degree, most definitely. Everybody's like, oh, well, now I'm like, I can't wait to graduate college. And they're like, yeah, but then you have to join, like, the real world is what they call it. And I'm like, the real world doesn't really scare me. I'm like, I'm ready to, like, start my life, I guess you would say, because I've kind of been in a standstill. Not really. I mean, I've been moving forward these 4 years, but it feels like, you know, I'm here and this is my time and this is what I'm doing with it. Now I get to kind of explore my options and really get into life itself and start. I get to start, like, a new chapter in my book of life. And I really look forward to doing all kinds of different things with my life, and it's exciting to be able just to move forward. And you know, the future holds endless possibilities. I'm really excited about that.
Awesome. So you've got 30 seconds to send a message to the entire world. What would that message be from Lainey?
That message would probably be, you know, always be yourself and never put anybody before. Well, okay, maybe not that, but just always be yourself, be true and be honest, and don't get lost along the way, and don't forget, you know, where you came from, who was there for you, and just be kind to the world. You know, if you give, you put in, you'll get back what you put in. So whatever you do, just always be you and never be ashamed to be you, no matter what anybody thinks.
And how about some words of wisdom for now that you are leaving QU? How about some words of wisdom for the incoming freshman class? What would you say to them?
I would definitely say stick with it. It does get better. It's going to be a lot of fun. Whatever you do, do not procrastinate on things. If I could go back and give myself advice in the beginning, I would say, hey, do your stuff in advance and don't procrastinate. You will save yourself so much stress and you will get more sleep and you'll feel better about yourself.
All right. And lastly, and potentially the most important question of all, what was your most favorite meal at the CAF?
Oh, man. Well, you know, the CAF really had good food this year. I'd have to say when they did their Chinese New Year, Chinese New Year thing, I really liked their Chinese food, honestly. It was pretty good. It was like it was a weird take on Chinese and, you know, American Chinese. So, I guess if that's what you want to call it.
The American Chinese.
Yep.
Very good. All right. So there you have it, Lainey Wade. Tune in wherever you are on your television, because you never know, but she might be appearing there very soon. So, Lainey, best of luck to you, not only this weekend, but in your future career endeavors.
Thank you very much.